when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
Well, believe it or not, another week has gone flying past us. And here we are with another brand new week and another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old time oldie show. Glad you're with us for another week. Man, there's records to play and things to do. And I'm telling you what, I started the week out with a cold. No, I do not have the Rona. That's what they're calling it now. Nickname, it's the Rona. I do not have the coronavirus. I do not have COVID-19. I have a plain old crummy cold, which I have every spring at this time. If you were to go back through the archive and listen to old shows, every spring, I don't much care for it, but by golly, we're going to press on through the show anyway. And hey, a lot of fun records this week because you know how it is. If you're in charge of pulling records for something, picking music, you tend to pick your favorites, and there's some things you go, eh, well, maybe not, or maybe I played that before, or maybe you can't reach the records because they're down on the bottom shelf. I had my grandson, who's nearly four, pick out the records for this week's show. And, you know, he can't read, obviously. So he picks the records that are, you know, the coolest looking. A lot of the records on the show today have bright yellow labels. I am not kidding. There's a nice bright aqua label, and there's a bright red label, and there's some orange ones and some pink ones. I don't think we have any of the depressing, like, black label records. They're all cheerful. So we'll see. His name's Jake. He's my grandson. We got a lot of other grandkids, but he's the only one that lives close that we see all the time. So he's very involved in everything that goes on. And this week, he was in the studio playing with stuff. Yes, I let him come in and talk in the microphone and listen to himself. And I said, hey, pick me out some records. So he did. So let's see what we've got here. Let's start out with an Art Perko tune. We all know the song Tiny Bubbles in the Wine. Of course, big hit for Don Ho, but a lot of people recorded it almost always as a slow song. I'm trying to decide if it could be a waltz. Yeah, maybe. Maybe you could do it as a waltz. But it's always done as a slow song. But Art Perko and the boys, they do it up as a polka. So here you go.
Warm all over, with a feeling I'm gonna love you till the end of time. La 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 la,
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 la la la, with a feeling I'm gonna love you till the end of time.
Thank you.
There you have it, Art Perko getting us rolling with a snappy little version of Tiny Bubbles. Here on Tim Zumpa Hour, it is your old-time oldies show. Glad you're with us for another week, and I hope we got a good lineup of shows for you. Or songs, I should say, all picked out by my four-year-old grandson. Well, he's not really four. I say he's nearly four all the time. Because how old is he? He's three. What month is this? It's March, April, May, June, July. He'll be four in 4 months. So that's nearly four, right? Sure, why not? So we'll see how he's doing. He's got a good tune to get us rolling, though. Now, here's one I don't even remember the last time I may have played this record. And, you know, he reaches lower on the shelves than I do, so he gets stuff that I don't normally always want to bend over for. The Dinah Dukes Orchestra. This is Polka Joe and Waltzing Wanda.
Songs that kind of make you sad, and there's songs that bring a little sunshine, and songs that make you kind of mad.
So come on, hold my hand, spread love throughout the land, let's live in peace and harmony. So come on, sing along and join this happy song, it's polka happiness for me.
There's songs that come from up in heaven. There's songs that come from down below. But when the people hear a polka, there's no one that could be feeling low.
So come on, hold my hand, spread love throughout the land, let's live in peace and harmony. So come on, sing along and join this happy song. Let's polka happiness for me.
The Germans, the Czechs, the Slavs, and Polish all dance the polka in their land. So take a tip from happy people, turn around and grab your partner's hand.
So come on, hold my hand, spread love throughout the land, let's live in peace and harmony. So come on, sing along and join this happy song, it's polka happiness for me.
I've heard songs about animals and people. I've heard songs about water, sky, and trees. But the happiest of all was the polka. That's why it is the song for me.
So come on, hold my hand, spread love throughout the land, let's live in peace and harmony. So come on, sing along and join this happy song. It's polka happiness for me.
One more time.
So come on, hold my hand, spread love throughout the land, let's live in peace and harmony. So come on, sing along and join this happy song. It's polka happiness for me.
All right, so the question I have for y'all is, how long did it take you before you realized that was not Polka Joe and Waltzing Wanda, Polka by the Dinah Dukes? No, it was the other side of the record. And you know why? I take no blame. That was obviously Polka Happiness, but it was the Dinah Dukes. See, if you look at the record, and I realize that you can't see it, but if you look at the record, on Polka Happiness here, written in small writing in someone else's handwriting in very small letters that I had originally noticed and forgot about. It says that the labels are reversed on the record. So when I played the side that said Polka Joe and Waltzing Wanda Polka, it was actually Polka Happiness, which is on the other side, but has the label for the other side on it. You know what I mean? So it's very confusing. So I now feel like I owe you Polka Joe and Waltzing Wanda Polka by the Dynadukes. So let's turn the record over so the side that says Polka Happiness is the side that is up and ready to play. And we're just going to do this live here. I'm not even taking time to set this up. We're just going to go live, drop the needle on the record here, and play the right side, even though the label says I'm now playing the wrong side. Let's get the needle in the groove here. And now we have Polka Joe and Waltzing Wanda.
Guy from Detroit City, he's a happy guy, I know. He's the king of polka music, and his name is Polka Joe.
It's Polka Joe and Waltzing Wanda. Now they should be on the TV, but you can hear them on the radio station WPRB.
There's a gal from Detroit City, and polka music brought her fame. She's the queen of polka music, and Waltzing Wanda is her name.
It's Polka Joe and Waltzing Wanda. Now they should be on the TV, but you can hear them on the radio station WPRB.
Meet this polka couple, Polka Joe and his maiden fair. At a dance or at a picnic, come along and they'll see you there.
It's Polka Joe and Waltzing Wanda. Now they should be on the TV, but you can hear them on the radio station WPRB.
Here's a toast to Joe and Wanda, polka toast because they're nice. I speak for all the polka lovers, Joe and Wanda, we love you twice.
It's Polka Joe and Waltzing Wanda, now they should be on the TV, but you can hear them on the radio on station WPRB.
Ya chico, barade.
Ah, there. See, now I got it right. Polka Joe Waltzing Wanda. Legends, of course. There's the Dynadukes. Here on Tim Zumpa Hour, it's your old-time oldie show. Glad you're with us. I'm kind of battling a cold. Maybe you can't tell. They always tell you when you go to radio school, never tell people if you have a cold or you don't feel good or whatever, because they'll never notice. But I sound weird to me, so I'm thinking I sound weird to you, and maybe you're worried that, you know, I got something bad and evil going on here. But no, it's just a darn stinking cold. So there you go. There's two S's on happiness, aren't there? I knew that didn't look right. Trying to keep track of the records here on the show. Coming up here in a second, got the Chesney Brothers. First, we're going to talk about the World of Accordions Museum, though, and invite you to pay them a visit if the opportunity should present itself. And if it doesn't, you could force the opportunity to present itself, huh? In Superior, Wisconsin, have you ever been to an accordion museum? There's like 1,400 accordions and concertinas on display. They have all sorts of activities once the nice weather gets here, concerts and jam sessions, educational opportunities. They have outdoor music events. They have indoor events in their beautiful concert hall. They have all sorts of educational materials, research materials. They have the gift shop. It's amazing. And you need to look it up online at the very least, because you can do that for free. Just go to worldofaccordions.org and take a look at the place, huh? Worldofaccordions.org is where you'll find all the information. There are a lot of travel guides and travel magazines, too, because people see it and they're like, holy cow, you know? So check it out, World of Accordions in Superior, Wisconsin. All right, now I told you that my my grandson, who's nearly four, picked out all the records for today's show, and he just picks them out because, you know, he can reach them, or because they have good-looking labels and they attract his attention. And so he doesn't look at a record and go, wow, that one's kind of beat up, maybe we better skip that, like I would do. But I told myself I was not going to cheat, and I was going to play all the records he picked out. And this is a good record, it's just that it's really a very experienced record. Here's the Chesney Brothers and the Happy Time Polka. Chesney Brothers there doing the Happy Time Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old time oldie show. All the records for this week's show picked up by my nearly four-year-old grandson, who so far has been doing a fabulous job. Let's do this one from the Polka Kings. Here's the Bouncing Ball Polka.
Thank you.
All right, Polka Kings there, Bouncing Ball Polka. Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. Glad you're here. Glad you're joining in on all the fun here. And and for me, it's an amazing week because I did not pick out any of the records. And I just put the stack here in the studio and waited till it was time to do the show this week. So everything I'm grabbing is a surprise to me, which does kind of make this a little bit more of an adventure. The next record we have... I don't think I've ever played this before. I don't even recall this record existing. I believe the name is Nicola Paone. I want to say is how you would pronounce it, P-A-O-N-E. It wouldn't be Pawan. That would be ridiculous. Paone or Paone. I don't know. But the song is called Hold Your Horses. And it's kind of a fast waltz, if anything else. And this record is completely ridiculous. This is like the surf and bird of the polka world. I'm telling you, you will be amused by this record. I have never heard this before. And when I hit a record that I completely don't recall, you know, I listen to it a little bit while whatever you're listening to is playing. And I'm like, what the heck? This is both amazing and mind-boggling at the same time. Nicola Paone, I'm guessing on the pronunciation. And here is Hold Your Horses.
Hold your horses, wait for me. Hold your horses, wait for me.
All right, that's probably the most unique record we're going to have on for a long time. As chosen by my grandson. That was a fun record. So you were listening to that, and I was sitting here perplexed and confused. I went to the Google and looked him up here. Nicola Paone, born in 1915. Passed away in 2003. It says here an Italian-American singer, songwriter, and restaurateur. Best known for his humorous, chart-topping songs about the joys and hardships of Italian immigrants in America. Says here, also known as the Italian Troubadour and the Italian Bing Crosby. I love it. Anyway, I'm so amused with that I'm going to set the record aside, and next week we're going to play the other side. I love when I discover a record that I can't remember having ever seen or played before. We yell it all to the four-year-old. Well, he's nearly four-year-old anyway. So, well, that was fun. The other side is actually a polka. This side was more of a waltz. So we're going to save the other one for next week. Hold your horses, Nicola Paoni. We got more coming up next week. Right now, Frank Wojnarowski and his orchestra. Here's the Polish polka.
Nosek is a little nose. Moje serce means my heart. Wózek is the word for cart. Róża, nosek,
nose.
Serce,
heart.
Wózek,
heart.
The Polish polka,
Polish polka. Learn and sing along with me.
Ja cię kocham.
I love you.
Jak się masz, means?
How are you?
And dzień dobry.
Means good day.
Learn these phrases for today. Word for kiss. Panna is the word for miss. Twoja ręka means your hand. Piasek is the word for sand. Buzi?
Kiss.
Panna?
Kiss.
Ręka?
Hand.
Piasek?
Hand.
The
Polish polka, Polish polka. Learn and sing along with me.
Powiedz czemu?
Tell me why.
Do widzenia.
Means goodbye.
And dobranoc.
Means goodnight.
Let's see if we've got it right. Róża?
Nose.
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 Serce?
Heart.
Wózek?
Heart.
Buzi?
Kiss.
Panna?
Miss.
Ręka?
Hand.
Piasek?
Hand. The Polish polka, Polish polka. Learn and sing along with me.
There you have it, Frank Wojnarowski's orchestra there, that cleverly titled The Polish Polka, with, let me see, Teresa Zapolska doing the singing on that one. Teeny weeny little bitty print on the record, I can hardly read her name, but yeah, that's it. So far, I'm doing real good with this, let the almost four-year-old pick out the records. How about you? I'm having a good time, because I don't know what I'm playing, and he's pulling out records that I either couldn't reach on the lower shelves, because, you know, I'd have to get back up again, or he's pulling out records that I would have just went, oh, yeah, I don't remember that one. I'll play something else. See? So that we're expanding our cultural something. Now, before we get on to something entirely weird, let's remind you that if you'd like to get in touch with us here at the Oompa Hour, maybe you'd like to say, hey, Jake is picking out great records. Let him do it some more. Not that he can read any emails, because he's nearly four, but I'll read them to him. He is like my favorite human being in the entire world. And I am so happy that they live close to us so I can see him and play with him like a couple of times a week at least. In fact, next week I get to babysit him a couple of days because I've got time off from my regular gig and my daughter needs a babysitter. And I'm like, I'll be home. Bring him over. So we're going to have a ball. Maybe we'll let him do it. He loves to sit here and talk in the microphone, but I'd like to get him on the show, but I don't think he's quite ready for that. But hey, maybe you want to drop us a note and say, hey, we want to hear Jake on the show. I don't know. But you can do that. You can call us. You can email us. You can catch up with us on Facebook. If you want to call or text, you can leave a voice message or send a text to area code 218-259-2985. Like I say, texting or talking, whatever works for you. 218-259-2985. Will work. I still say I need to get a singing jingle that sings that so you can remember the number. Or you can email oompahour@aol.com. That's pretty easy. Or you can hit us up on Facebook, facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. So there you go. There's another record from the pile of I don't think I've ever played this one before because it says it's a novelty record and it is singing with guitar accompaniment. So, and I listened a little bit. I do believe you can dance to this. It's Eileen Saborski, and the song is called Baby Doll.
Who said I couldn't? Who said I wouldn't? boyfriend, oh what a doll. Though he is only three, I love me, oh what a cutie, that's my baby doll. Everyone's glancing, Nico Nieve Junior, he's my baby doll. Little eyes, the eyes of blue, little arms that hug me too. Oh, what a lalka, that's my baby doll. Nieppy, yeppy, vo, just give him leko, that's my baby doll. Yaktri, just Saturday night, 9 o'clock, turn off that light. My honey sleepy, that's my baby doll. Boyfriend, oh what a doll. Nobshenye movie, but oh what a cutie. Can't take him from me, he's my baby doll. Sunday, Yajimaraita, he has his wagon, that's my baby doll. Kupi mnie ice cream, yajemu candy, oh what a dandy, that's my baby doll.
All right, there you go. You can tell that was chosen by a nearly four-year-old, right? A little baby doll song there all about it, a little boy who was three in that song. And I'm sure he has no idea. He's never seen these records before, and he can't read. But, well, that was kind of fun anyway. I'm going to have to play that for him now. Anyway, Eileen Sikorski there. And Baby Doll here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. Yeah, there's an H in there. I would just like to say that this is basically your coronavirus-free show, because I think that we all hear enough about it constantly on the news and the radio and the everything. I get 1,000 emails a day from every company I've ever done business with telling me how they're prepared to deal with the coronavirus, and they're still open, and they're ready to meet my needs, and oh, and buy this while you're at it, and blah, blah. And I think we all know that, so I'm not going to have any conversations about it. I'll just remind you that you should be washing your hands, all right? Here's John Lipinski in Polka Pleasure. This is the Clucky Song.
Happy polka sound to the right and to the left, and across the floor until they met. The crowd began to yell for that tune they knew so well. And if you have a doubt, well, here's the song they shout. Oh, yi-yi-yi-yo,
yi-yi-yi-yi-yo.
Sliding through the night, the dance was almost done, but they were all still having fun. So for another buck, the band began to cluck.
wonder what it would be like to have been in the studio with them while they were making that record, you know? John Lipinski and Polka Pleasure there. The Clucky song, one of about 5,000 million different versions of what is basically what? Hey Bob, Rebop, and the Bartender song and the Chicken Dancing song and all that kind of thrown into one with their own unique style. Here on Tim Zumpa Hour, it's your old-time oldies show. Now you know we like to slow it down at least once in every show. We kind of had a waltz, but I don't know that that the Hold Your Horses record really counts. But we always do at least one waltz, and I feel that even though I promised you I wouldn't talk about it, social distancing is the thing now. And I'm going to play a waltz. And you know how waltzes go. But on the other hand, if you're like with your wife who you get in the same bed with every night, I don't think the social distancing thing really matters in your particular case. So I will leave it up to you to practice your germ not spreading routine. I don't know what I'm talking about. Here's Frankie Yankovic and his Yanks and My Darling Anne.
My darling Anne, you know I love you so. My darling Anne, I hope you love me too. Then someday soon, we will be married. My darling Anne,
there you go. Frankie Yankovic and his Yanks there doing a nice waltz for you there, my darling Anne, here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. You know, we don't play enough Lawrence Welk records on this show. I mean, the guy was pretty much the king of polka music on television for like 100 million years. Well, okay, he wasn't that old. But you know what I mean. And there are a few things more bright and sparkly than a Lawrence Welk record. And I'm telling you, we owe it to Jake, my almost four-year-old grandson, who pulled out this bright orange-labeled choral record from the 50s by Lawrence Welk and his Champagne Music, doing the Liechtenstein polka. And I'm telling you what, it says right on the record that the singing on the record is done by the Sparklers. And what a great name for a very cheerful and peppy-sounding singing group on a polka. So dancers, if you will. Here's Mr. Welk and his Champagne Music.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. lieben, lieben und die Liebe, die ist schön.
Oh ja! So eine Lichtensteiner Polka, die hat's, die macht Rabatz, mein Schatz.
Wow, I need to leave the nearly four-year-old in charge of picking the records out more often. That was just fun. Lawrence Welk and his Champagne Music was singing by the Sparklers. What a great name for a singing group. There's the Lichtenstein Polka. Of course, a lot, most of the time you see it's the Lichtensteiner Polka. So I don't know why Larry gets to have a pass on that deal there. But anyway, there you have it. Lawrence Welk and his Champagne Music here at Tim's Oompa Hour. Glad you're with us. You know, this happens every week. Every week I sit down in front of a couple of record players and spin these polka records for you. It's always all records here on the show. And you get that, you know, that original patina when you listen to it on real records, you know. Art Walunas and his orchestra over here on turntable number two. You Call Everybody Darling.
Just a game you're playing, but you'll find out that you can play the game as well as you. If you call everybody darling, then love will come a knocking at your door. And as the years go by, you'll sit and wonder why nobody calls you darling anymore.
I love that harmony at the end there. Art Walunas and the orchestra. You Call Everybody Darling here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. And, you know, before we played that record, I was going to play the commercial. If I don't play it now, I'm going to forget. So hang on, Gene Guisdal and the orchestra is coming up.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention, the International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
Yes, clearly we need to keep the three-year-olds in charge of picking out the music. I don't know. I'm going to have to talk to Jake about lining up next week's show. Let's go over here to turntable number one. It's Gene Guasdala and the orchestra. This record has got a lot of miles on it, man. If I wasn't letting Jake be in charge of picking the records, I would have never played this one. And I probably have a nicer-looking copy of it somewhere. But this is the one he picked out, and I think she'll play all right. Here's the ever-popular clarinet polka, and this is a tricky song. Because their opening is just one note, blump, and then it stops for a second, and then they start playing, and it messes with the disc jockey, so I gotta be careful here.
Thank you.
There you go. Gene Guisdal on the orchestra there. Clarinet polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. I love that one when the bass player just goes crazy like that. You hear that in a lot of Yankovic records, but you hear it right there. That was a great one. I got to wash that record, man. That thing looks like it's been through the war and back. Anyway, here we are in another round of Tim Zumpa Hour. I want to tell you about something before I forget about it, because I think it's really cool, because a lot of people, you might be kind of stressed out right about now due to current events. And if you'd like a little break from that and you're an internet user and you're familiar with using YouTube and you're familiar with Molly B, or Molly B and the polka, Molly B polka party on RFD TV, and you know, Molly and the band Squeezebox with her husband Ted, they tour all over the place like crazy. They are never not playing somewhere, it seems like. And of course, now they got a million gigs getting canceled because of this virus deal. So what they're doing is they're trying to every day upload a new video to YouTube of them doing a duet play, and Ted plays the accordion and Molly plays, you know, whatever. I just saw one. She was playing one of those little mini trumpets and she sings a song, and it's just like the cutest thing. And it is so happy and it is so upbeat and so cheerful. And I just recommend anybody looking for something to look at on the internet that's not the news and something all sad and depressing is go to youtube.com/MollyB, M-O-L-L-I-E-B. There's no commercials. Well, I don't know if YouTube sticks something in there, but they're not trying to sell you anything. And they're just playing and it's good music and Molly and Ted are so entertaining. So, yeah, if you're just looking for something light and fun to look at on the internet, youtube.com/MollyB. You will be impressed. All right, so there you go. What am I playing next? Oh, Sam Pugliano and the orchestra. Here's the Teresa Polka. Sam Pugliano and the band there, well, the orchestra, I guess. Technically, do you know it's not an orchestra unless there are strings like violins and violas and cellos and things? It's true. Look it up. Any music teacher will tell you. None of these orchestras are orchestras unless they got string players in them. It's weird, I'm telling you. Anyway, let's wrap it up with one from the Jolly Brewers from the early, early days of the Pleasant Peasant record label. This one will take you back. Here they are, the Jolly Brewers and the West Wind Polka. Thank you. There you go. That is the West Wind Polka. That is the Jolly Brewers. And I'm telling you what, doing this show with this cold has exhausted me. I'm pooped out, but man, was this fun playing all these records my grandson picked out. I'm going to see if he'll do that for us again next week. So, hey, stick around. Tune in again. We're going to find out what happens, all right?
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones, and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in downtown Bovee, Minnesota. Brought to you by the International Polka Association, the World of Accordions Museum. We'll be back to do it again next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.